Hi, and thank you for downloading this podcast from Millpool Hill Church, Birmingham. My name is Richard Pidgley, and today I would like to talk to you about well digging for well-being. Well digging for well-being. And my scripture text is taken from Genesis chapter 26, particularly looking at verses 12 to 25. Now, the Bible tells us about a man called Isaac. And we can read about Isaac in the scripture text, Genesis 26. Isaac was the son of Abraham and also the father of Jacob. You might not know much about Isaac, but you probably heard of Abraham. Abraham was a friend of God. He was a man who had great faith in God, and God counted his faith as righteousness. Abraham was the patriarch of the people of faith. And Jacob, well, Jacob was a deceiver. He conned his brother out of his birthright, and Jacob had quite a colourful past. But Jacob also had 12 sons who became the 12 tribes of Israel. Jacob was the father of Joseph, who wore the coat of many colours. We've probably heard then about Abraham and Jacob, but maybe not so much about Isaac. Isaac seems to be the man in the middle. In other words, he's the ordinary guy. But I want you to know today that God blesses ordinary guys. God blesses ordinary women. We might feel we're the person in the middle, but when we have faith in God Almighty, he chooses to bless us and to smile upon us. Now, in Genesis chapter 26, verse 2, we read that God restrains Isaac. Isaac wanted to go down to Egypt, but God didn't want that for him. So God restrained him from going to Egypt. And then in Genesis 26, verse 5, we see that the God who restrained Isaac is the God that reaffirms a big promise to Isaac. God had promised to Abraham that he was going to bless him and that he was going to give him descendants more than the stars in the heaven and to give him many lands. And the promise of God to Abraham passed on to Isaac, and God reaffirmed this big promise to Isaac. And then in Genesis 26, verse 12, we see that the God that restrains and reaffirms is the God that rewards as well. Because Isaac planted seed in the land one year, and in that same year, he had a harvest that was a hundredfold. In other words, he had a bumper harvest. And the Bible says that Isaac, through God's blessing, became a very, very rich man. And because God had blessed Isaac so much, the Philistines, who were a tribe of people that lived in the land at that time, they were very jealous of Isaac. So much so that they became spiteful to him and even hostile. And the Philistines came along, and out of jealousy and spitefulness, they blocked up the wells of Isaac's father, Abraham. The wells that Abraham had dug, wells that were producing life in water and blessing to people. Well, the Philistines blocked them up out of spite. At times, we can all face discouragement. I'm sure we'd rather be in church than being in lockdown. And I'm sure we would rather not see people suffering with coronavirus. And we certainly would not want to see the terrible death rate around the earth at this time, with the virus spreading to almost every nation of the world. Moses got discouraged when the people kept rebelling. Joshua got discouraged when the people hadn't the faith to go forward. David got discouraged at Ziklag when he was bitterly criticised by his men. Nehemiah got discouraged with the rulers of God's people, who made it hard for the other people to help to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. Discouragement ultimately comes from the devil. It's the devil that wants to take away our peace. It's the devil that wants to suck joy out of our life. It's the devil that wants to destroy our faith. Pastor Albert Garner used to say, "I steadfastly refuse to gratify the devil by being discouraged." So let's look at a few simple things that Isaac did this morning to overcome discouragement. The first thing that Isaac did was remove the stuff that had been dumped in his well. And if you want to overcome discouragement, you need to remove stuff that has been dumped in your well. Genesis 26:18. Isaac reopened the wells his father had dug, which the Philistines had filled in after Abraham's death. When I was a pastor in the Forest of Dean many years ago, there was a man there called John Alcock who owned a piece of land. And upon his land, he had a lovely well which produced for him and his family beautiful, crystal clear, lovely cold water. And this was a blessing to him and his family. But John Alcock was very disappointed and discouraged one day when some people came along and dumped some dead sheep into his well. The water that was crystal clear and beautiful to drink had now become contaminated. And we need to be careful in life because Satan, the devil, will try to dump things into our lives to contaminate the well of our heart and our soul. The devil comes along and he tries to dump the following things into our well: condemnation, religion, tradition, worry, apathy, negativity. He drops these things into our lives, trying to contaminate the well of our heart. Condemnation, reminding us about our guilty past. Well, thank God, through Christ, we've been set free from the past. Thank God, there is now, therefore, no condemnation for us who are in Christ. We've been forgiven. Our sins have been removed as far as the east is unto the west, never again to be remembered. We've been set free from religion. Don't allow religion to be dropped into your well, because religion isn't just about going to church. Religion is actually a set of man-made spiritual rules. The rules that God didn't necessarily give to us, but we've read the Bible and we've added our own 5 pence worth to it, and we've come up with a set of rules. And we think if we keep these rules, then we will please God even more. And that's not true. Religion is actually binding and it sucks joy out of your life and it can become very difficult. And the problem is when we allow religion to actually taint our lives and to contaminate our well, we begin also not only to make life hard for ourselves, but we begin to judge others who aren't living up to our religious expectations. Worry is something else that the devil loves us to do. Worry is the breeding ground for fear, and fear brings paralysis. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. Negativity, that's another terrible thing that can contaminate the well of our life. Lacking positive attributes. Being negative about things all the time, it's really draining, and people don't want to hang around negative people. And so the devil drops negativity into the well of our hearts, seeking to actually make us become kind of miserable people. And soon what happens is we find that nobody wants to be our friend or hang around us because we're so negative. And then we're isolated, then we're discouraged, and it's a downward spiral from there. I wonder what kind of water flows from the well of your heart. Is it bitter or is it sweet? The good news is, if you have bitter water in your life, it can become sweet. The Bible tells us about a time when the people of God were in the wilderness and they came to a place where there was some water at a place called Marah. And the people rushed forward to drink the water, but they couldn't drink it because it was bitter. And the people were desperate for water. They were desperate because water obviously is important for life. And Moses cried out to God, and God said, take hold of that piece of wood and throw it into the water. It sounded like a crazy thing to do, but when Moses threw the wood into the water supernaturally changed from being bitter to being sweet. And the people surged forward and they were able to drink the water and stay alive. I'm glad that through the wood of the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, my life that was bitter, that was so dark and negative, has become sweet and beautiful because of the cross of Christ. Because Jesus loved me and died in my place upon the cross, my negativity and my bitterness has been changed once and for all into something beautiful for God. The second thing that Isaac did was not only to remove the things that were dropped in his well, but he also restored the proper names as well. Genesis 26:18, he reopened the wells his father had dug, which the Philistines had filled in after Abraham's death. Isaac renamed them using the names that Abraham had given them. So Isaac first removed the stuff blocking the wells, then secondly, he restored the wells' proper names. Identity theft is a big thing. And right now, we need to beware of scammers. There are scammers at the moment in our country trying to prey upon people that are confused and distressed with the chaos of the coronavirus and coming along and pretending to be the government and wanting our bank details and our phone numbers. And then they're going to hack into our systems and steal our money and make our lives miserable. Beware of identity theft, because it's a very real problem right now. We have a unique identity in Christ, but the devil would love to steal that from our hearts. He would love to relabel us as something else. He would love to say to you, you are a loser. He'd love to put a label on you. You're just an ex-con, an ex-prisoner. He'd like to say to somebody else, you're a nobody. And to somebody else, you're a freak. And so on. And he labels people with these negative labels. And if we look at these labels and if we accept them, we'll actually become what the devil's saying we are. And so we need to restore very much the designer labels, the divine designer labels that God has given us. So rather than listening to the devil, open up your Bible and believe the truth of the Bible. God has given us designer labels. I am a child of God, saved by grace, a new creation, forgiven and justified. I am redeemed from the curse of the law. I am healed by Jesus' wounds. I am an heir of eternal life. I am led by the Spirit of God along the best pathway for my life. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I have a label that says I am living by faith and not by sight. I have another label that says I am an heir of God and a co-heir with Christ and blessed with every spiritual blessing. I am an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb. I am more than a conqueror. Hey, I have a label that says I can do all things through Christ that gives me strength. The question is, how do I restore the proper names over my life? How do I rename my life with the labels that God wants me to wear, his designer clothes? Well, you need to open up the Word of God and you need to read these eternal truths out loud and then declare that this is who you are. I am who you say I am. And we need to believe what God declares over us is true for our lives. So read out these truths daily, and soon you'll be wearing designer labels, not from the devil, but divine ones from God Almighty. And then thirdly, we need to resolve to dig our own wells in God. Genesis 26:19 says, his shepherds also dug in the Gerar Valley and found a gushing spring. Wow, a gushing spring speaks of great blessing. God isn't stingy. He is lavish in his love and his abundant blessings are upon our lives. God has blessed us with every spiritual blessing, Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3 says. Is anyone thirsty? Well, come to God and drink. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Have you ever seen a deep rock drill? Well, you need one of those if you're going to dig a well. A deep rock drill has three revolving cutters that spin together. So these cutters, they need to spin together as the drill goes into the ground. And I found something in my life that kind of looks like a deep rock cutter to dig a well in God. There are three things that we can use to dig our well of blessing in God. Firstly, we need to reach out to God in prayer. Secondly, we need to read the word of God. And thirdly, we need to raise our voice to God in praise. And what I found is that when I'm reaching out to God in prayer, and at the same time in my life, I'm reading the word of God in balance, and then I'm raising my voice up to God in praise and worship. When I'm doing all these three things, and they're all working together in my life, it's like I'm sinking a hole deep down into God, and I'm going to have a well of blessing from God because I'm doing these things. Thank God for the wells that our fathers dug. We should honour men of God like Leslie Mantle and John Emmett and Leslie Emmett at Millpool Hill. But we've got to dig our own fresh wells for ourselves and for the next generation. You see, we need to see the blessing of God gushing forth in salvations and in miracles, in healings and provision and divine direction and kingdom expansion. We need to learn to dig our own wells. We can't just rely upon the blessings of the past, but we need a fresh blessing today. And let me say in closing, we need to recognize and relish encounters with God. Genesis 26:25 says, Isaac built up an altar there and worshipped the Lord. He set up his camp at that place and his servants dug a well. At Beersheba, God appeared in a wonderful way again to Isaac. God clearly reaffirms that he is the God of presence and promise. Never forget that God is with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Never forget that God is faithful in fulfilling his promises. His promises are yes and amen in Christ. And Isaac's response to meeting with God is to build an altar and to worship him there. Noah's passion and priority after surviving the flood was to praise God and worship him. And so Noah built an altar to worship God. And we are currently going through the flood of coronavirus and all the anxiety that comes with it. But in the midst of all this, we must recognize that the Lord is with us and he will fulfill his word concerning us. So let's use this time of having to stay in our homes to build a new altar of praise and worship to our God. Jesus is the ark of our salvation. So let's thank him and praise him. Being in Christ is our true safety. Being in Christ is the source of our peace and joy. So let's worship him. Thank you for listening. I trust that you will dig some wells for your well-being. I hope that you can do this coming week. I hope this coming week you can remove the stuff that has been dumped in your well. I hope that somehow you can open up the Bible and begin to read the truth of the Bible and restore the proper names that God has given you. You're not a loser, but you're an overcomer in Christ. I hope that you can restore these designer labels. And please resolve to dig your own well in God. Reach out to God in prayer. Read the word of God. Raise up your voice to God in praise and worship. Recognize and relish encounters with God. You're on your own, in your own house. And we have now restrictions upon us, but you can build an altar and you can praise God on a daily basis. So thank you for listening. I trust this message has encouraged you. If you would like to speak with somebody from Millpool Hill Church, you can do this via our contact page on this website. May God bless you and may God keep you. And once again, thank you for listening.